Hook is live and the full text is landing. Let me walk through the three things you asked. First, quick answers on Square and AdIntel and Banana V2. Second, the plan for the Washworks subhub with real colors. Third, the bigger architecture you're describing. Quick answers. AdIntel is a remote MCP server that pulls Meta Ad performance across all your clients automatically, so you never have to log into Meta Ads Manager to check spend pacing. Square read-only for Washworks means a small tool that reads Alan's daily revenue and transaction count from Square and shows it live on his dashboard. Read-only means no write access, so it cannot break anything on his side. And Banana V2 still uses Google Gemini, not the new OpenAI GPT Image 2 we set up yesterday. If you want GPT Image 2 specifically, that's a separate skill called /ImageForge, not /Banana. Now Washworks. I pulled the logo from your Dropbox and the live website style sheet. There's a brand mismatch you should know about. The logo is solid royal blue on white, classic Shine brand. But the live website is actually yellow and gold, which looks like unbranded Tailwind defaults that shipped without customization. For the Command Center clone, I recommend we use the logo colors since that's the physical brand. The signs, the trucks, the stickers. A deep royal blue like HEX0F2B73 white and an accent gold from the website as a third tier. I'll confirm the exact hex with you before we ship. Once confirmed, the whole build is a 3-minute clone of the Orion template with 8 CSS tokens swapped. On the architecture question, what you're describing is real and you're about 60% of the way there already. ImageForge already auto-loads brand context from each project's Claude file before generating. DesignForge as a skill exists but has its own locked aesthetic, not per client adaptive. What's missing is a machine-readable brand manifest inside each project folder that stores colors, fonts, voice, image style, typography rules in a structured format that any design tool can read. Then each tool, ImageForge, Banana, Future Claude Image Model, becomes a swappable backend. The architecture is the manifest plus a tool adapter layer. You don't replace the system when a new model ships. You replace one line that says which tool the adapter calls. Migration path to the full vision. Step 1. Write a brand manifest template and fill it out for Washworks, Roof Restoration, Bobby Moore, LA Insurance, and Jess. Step 2. Update ImageForge to prefer the manifest over Claude file parsing. Step 3. Make DesignForge per client by loading the manifest first. Step 4. Wrap all three image tools in a unified adapter so switching is one line. This is maybe an afternoon per step, not weeks of rebuilding. We can do step 1 this weekend if you want. Here's the 5-year-old version. You already built the plug. You already built the socket. What you need is a shared label system so every outlet knows your brand. Once that's done, swap appliances freely. Royal Blue Washworks dashboard, plain text notifications that actually work, new models go in, old models come out, nothing breaks. That's the whole idea.